Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, I'll tell you right now, what I love when I go to the store is if I get bonus stuff. You know, you get free stuff that you didn't even ask for. Like this woman in Colorado named Tessa. Wow, she was at Walmart, man. Actually, they were delivering because, you know, Walmart delivers, so that's even a bonus. How about when you get your delivery, you get something special? Like she, you know, got herself a crack pipe in her delivery.
I had a Walmart order delivered to my house. This is a crack pipe in the bag. And so he looked and he's like, yeah, it really is. Like, you're not crazy. So I felt angry, like disappointed. Like, I didn't really know, like, you know, was it Walmart or was it like a delivery? But just that unknown, I don't want this to happen to anyone else. You shouldn't have to be worried about when you have groceries delivered that you can't even let your kids help anymore because you don't know what you're going to find in these bags.
Yeah.
I don't know if the kids kind of like grab the pipe and a lighter and then just start toking up, you know? I mean,
oh, no, the kids today, dude, they know what's up.
And they will put their mouths in anything.
Yeah.
I understand the sentiment, but it's funny when people are like, yeah. And then the kids, I'm like, I don't know. The kid probably just thinks it's some weird, like, just some weird glass thing.
Yeah, I know.
What I tell my kid when Tatum finds my crack pipe. It's just a weird glass thing.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you got to know. I mean, you got to be careful, though. I mean, you got to keep all the things out of the kids' hands. Like, you know, that's why you keep the alcohol, because they start mixing drinks and becoming mixologists. You can't even let them see alcohol. You got to watch out for these kids.
This is why I go to Walmart to shop. I don't have Walmart.
Do you think, I mean, it's a hard one to know whether or not it was somebody's crack pipe. I'm just wondering, like, you know, if you were the delivery dude and all of a sudden you know that you're a crack pipe that was in there accidentally, maybe when you were leaning over or something to bring the bags in the house. I like the way the guy played dumb, you know, but he was like, wow, you're right. That is a crack pipe. Wonder where that came from.
Right. I'm no like detective, but I mean, I've watched some detective shows on television. I would say like it's a 99% chance that that's that guy's crack pipe.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, if I got to go to Vegas and make a bet.
Would it be the cashier?
Why don't they have those shoppers that go around and fill the bags for you?
Oh, I thought that's the person who delivers it.
No.
Not all the time, no.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, and that changes everything.
And what if it's
taking a turn?
What if they're stopped at an intersection, their window was down, and someone decided just to throw it at them, and happened to end up in the bag? You don't know.
No, you're right. Some cop was trailing some random car, and that car's like, a guy ran my crack pipe. Oh, that person's window's open.
That's happened to us. Mm-hmm. We can't rule it out. When we were in Chicago, remember when just all of a sudden just some marijuana just landed at our feet?
And a crack pipe.
Yeah.
And we smoked it all.
Yeah, good for us, man. Wow.
Is that like a crack pipe special at Walmart? Kind of like, was it Kmart used to have the blue light special?
Oh, wow. Right. Yeah, yeah. Got to roll back the prices on those crack pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the blue
I mean.
Meth special.
The blue, that's only in
there we go.
New Mexico, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know why. The biggest shock was the fact that Walmart has delivery. I didn't know they did that.
Everybody does
that.
Yeah.
I didn't. I really. So you say everybody? Like I can get like any supermarket to bring stuff to my house?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying I don't know that. I'm just saying everybody because I like to be very over the top.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
But I think I remember seeing something like Walmart's trying to compete with Amazon.
Yeah, and doing delivery. Like Instacart now.
You know what? You know what? The free crack pipe. Amazon's going to lose out to that.
Yeah, I usually have to wait at least a week for my crack pipe from Amazon.
Yeah. With Prime, all I get is some free TV shows every once in a while. But free crack pipes, come on now.
And I believe seeing on the Walmart app, like they have, like you can pay a fee every year and you can get like free shipping and a lot of free stuff through it. But I think it's like Walmart Prime? Plus or something like that.
Walmart Plus.
Something like that.
All right. If Walmart starts making TV shows, I'm in.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Walmart television shows would be the best. If they decided to say, screw it, we're leaning into the people of Walmart.
Oh, just do that as a reality?
Yes.
I'm in.
Right?
Okay.
Enjoy
all
going
right.
to Walmart without having to go to Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart
now
Prime.
I'm actually very sold.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Well, Walmart, meet Walmart Plus, $12.95 per month or $98 per year.
And you get free shipping on what? What do they get? Like, oh, I guess they do sell a lot of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you do.
Yeah, it's Walmart. You can order stuff online that's not even in the stores. And
What?
Yeah.
They do. Like,
it's
if you
Walmazon.
If you do grocery stuff, you have to have like over $35 for them to even like deliver it to you. And with this, you don't need a minimum. So you can literally order $5 stuff.
So you just get that crack pipe and not have to order all those other groceries to pretend that you need them.
Cover it up. Nope.
Okay.
Not at all.
Love this. All of a sudden, they just need to make a TV show. The women of Walmart, I'm in.
Oh, just the women? I'm all for just the people of Walmart.
Yeah, just all the
pervert.
I'm old school. You know, I just want the women of Walmart. Uh-huh. You know, bring back some memories.
And then they got like their own like version of like parking lot wars. Because, man, the parking lot at Walmart is always the zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just like trying to find a spot, but just people are just like, you can never just drive through past the Walmart. Like, there's just chaos always happening in front of you.
See, this is worth the 12 whatever a month or the 98 a year. I like how it's 98, by the way, just a buck cheaper than
I don't know. Amazon's more than
like $800 now. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah,
oh, man.
I think I pay about $800 a month.
See,
that's right.
Those automatic renewals, they could be charging me anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I know, they got you. Like, we're jacking up the price by 100%. Oh, I'm so used to it, I guess I'll just do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone's doing it. Netflix, Amazon. I'm probably, this is probably the reason why I can't retire. Probably the reason why I went from $12 million to $800,000 for net worth. It's all of these services that I'm paying.
The monthly services, yeah.
Yeah, that's what did it. Hey, we got a question. Why would a toddler order 31 cheeseburgers from McDonald's? Oh, Steve's going to tell you why. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, and it is back. Ooh, it's a long layoff, man, but live shows are back. Pain in the Grass is back.
Yes, we get to hang out with the Rockaholics again, BJ. Party in the lawn.
And look, because we took the time off, we did because of all the stuff, we're not just doing this one day. We're doing this three big days over Labor Day weekend.
Oh, man, it's going to be a blast. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You're going to be hanging out with us. Also, Wednesday, man, we're kicking it off with a little a pre-funk of sorts at the Moore Theater. You get to enjoy the Pretty Reckless and Aaron Jones before everything even starts.
Yeah, that's Wednesday, August 31st. That's pretty awesome. And boy, that will really get you going for what we got happening on Friday, September 2nd. Incubus, Sublime with Rome. And a lot of these shows, of course, as you pointed out, Steve, celebrating the different eras of the 51-year history of KISW.
You also get to enjoy the sweet music of Alice in Chains, a mainstay here at KSW, of course. And that's going to be a fun show, man. They're playing with Bush. Also, Wyatt Only and the Wreckage is going to be a part of that show. It's going to be an insane time. And then Sunday, we're getting old school, BJ.
Yeah. Sammy Hagar and the Circle. George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Queensryche. And, of course, two favorites of, a favorite of us, actually, the Glorious Sons. And they're a modern new band, but, man, they got a timeless sound, and they are really good.
Oh, can't wait to see them again. I don't even know how many times I've seen them now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you've seen them a lot more than I have, because I haven't even seen them. So, yes. Now, there are tickets. Yes, they are to be had at Ticketmaster. There are still a limited number of $9.99 early bird lawn tickets available to Rockaholic Club members, and it's pretty simple to become a member. You just go to KISW.com and sign up. It's absolutely free, and then you have access to those $9.99 early bird tickets. We also have a limited number of BJ and Migs party tickets that we're going to get, because, yeah, we're doing the parties too, man.
Yep, come drink and eat with us and hang out with us. It's always a lot of fun. That's a good time for us to just, you know, with all the chaos happening, a small party with some of our favorite rockaholics.
Yeah, you want more info? You know where to go. It's Pain in the Grass. It's back. Three big days at KISW.com.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks a lot, Tigers, for giving us the Migs Report today. Do your dishes, BJ. Yeah. I know they're piling up in your sink, but today is Dirty Dishes Day.
All right. I mean, fine. I didn't know. Okay. I do a pretty good job with that, but there are a couple of dishes in my sink right now.
So if you're about ready to leave for work, don't. Do the damn dishes.
Do those dishes.
Your significant other will appreciate it as well.
This is the suckiest day, perhaps, that you've ever given us.
It doesn't get much better because it's also National Visit Your Relatives Day, and some people don't like their relatives.
What if I bring my dirty dishes to my relatives? I feel like I get two birds, one stone.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here's a good thing to celebrate today. Reese's. Yeah. It's National I Love Reese's Day, like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Reese's Pieces.
Why wasn't that the headliner?
Because sometimes I like to save the best for the last.
Oh, see, all right, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, he was disappointing you and then lifting you up at the end.
Yeah, I'm like, the guy when he brings you in, you want the good news or the bad news first. I'm always like, take the bad news first. Let's end on a high note.
And the good thing is we can celebrate that today because I know that there are some Reese's in the building.
Where? Really?
Oh, yeah, they're hidden.
They're not really hidden. Why are there Reese's
hiding
hidden?
Them? Oh, do we have a scavenger hunt going on that we don't know about?
Yes.
Frankie's
hiding them.
I knew it's Frankie.
Yeah.
Oh, well, is she hiding them because she wants them and they shouldn't be touched because they're hers?
In the sales department where I saw them the other day and
they
I was
never
like,
show
look
up here at work. Yeah. I mean, they're here once a week.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's today usually.
So we're going to
we can have
some.
At it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I think we should stop whatever we're doing. Screw doing the dishes. Let's find Frankie's desk.
Yeah. Let's get that done.
I say I saved the best for last, but maybe I end on a low note because today also, it was 6 years ago today that we brought Danny V on board.
Oh, man. Oh, you're right.
National Danny Day. I like it.
So happy DV Day. Wait, Danny V Day.
There you go.
Sound right.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Enjoy your Danny V for all of you.
You're all getting hugs today.
Six long years ago. He skateboarded all the way from New Mexico, stopped in Bremerton, swung his wallet chain in the air, and put on some guyliner, and joined us on The Rock.
I didn't know he skateboarded. I thought he paddled his way here on a river of his own tears, which started at the job interview. And
it was kind of like one of those triathlons. Yeah, he did a little skateboarding, he paddled in his tears.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a touching tribute to me. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Happy sixth, my friend. We'll give him a biathlon. We haven't figured out the try yet, but we'll get back to you on the try.
It's been fun-ish.
Yeah.
Good to have you here.
Fun-ish.
Yeah. It's been 6 years.
It has been 6 years.
Yeah, it has.
All right, let's talk about this two-year-old who, I mean, I think this is the greatest, besides my daughter, of course, the greatest two-year-old of all time because, well, she was playing with her mom, or he was playing with his mom's phone and accidentally, and I say accidentally, but I wonder if it was an accident, ordered 31 McDonald's cheeseburgers on DoorDash.
Nice. This kid's the best kid ever.
Yes.
31 McDonald's cheeseburgers. Here's the best part. He only ate about half of one of them, so maybe he didn't do it on purpose. He could have just ordered one.
Okay, I'm looking at this, the picture of this kid. I mean, he really is very hot. He's a tiny boy.
Oh, wow. The bill is over $90.
Woo!
And he also, what I love about this kid, a good tipper. He left a $16 tip.
Whoa, dude.
I mean, you have to at that point.
Yeah, right? That's not bad for a two-year-old. I mean, he gets a little bit older. Maybe jack up that tip a little bit. You know, $90, but that's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right. He could have been bad. He could have been, you know, it's, I mean, 18 is 20%, but all right.
Hey, good enough.
Wow.
Here's his mom, Kelsey, talking about what happened.
31. So I didn't know what to do with him. He only ate half of one. So I posted on a community page and asked if anybody wanted some. One girl came by and picked up six.
Nice. That'd be me.
I love that girl.
I was about to say, if we lived in that area, we would have taken care of the other 30
Hell yeah.
Cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been, no doubt about it.
Why stop at six?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Take them all.
How many can I take without this being weird?
Yeah.
10?
Yeah.
I got you.
Because I know if my kid did that and I'm trying to get rid of these, whoever shows up, like, I'll take 6 of them. I'm like, no, here's all 30.
Yeah.
Actually, 29. I'll have one as well.
Yeah, man. You just go. You bring him to your I don't know, your high school or something. Bring him to where all your friends, man. Who doesn't want to? That kid's the best.
Yes. Hey, you remember that guy that broke the, I don't know if he broke the record, just created the record, or continues the record of eating a Big Mac at nearly every day for the last 50 years?
Oh, yeah, I know that dude. We talked about him a lot.
Well, he's still doing it. Back in 2018, he ate his 30,000th Big Mac, became the first person to eat the most Big Macs as recorded by the Book of World Records. And then he further solidified his record in December of 2021 by hitting 32,672 Big Macs.
All right, then.
And he's still doing it. He says, yeah, a lot of people think that I'm crazy and I'm going to die from eating all these Big Macs, but here I am, still doing it, still eating it.
Yeah, and he looks like he's in better shape than me.
He's active. He says, I burned off all of my calories. He hasn't gained any massive amount of weight from eating all... Massive amount of weight.
That's it.
Eating all the Big Macs. And he's only missed 8 days out of the 50 years.
That is amazing.
What the hell happened in those 8 days? I mean...
Yeah, I imagine there were some life events because he loves his Big Macs.
Yeah, maybe like a graduation or, a honeymoon.
See, you guys are being a lot easier. I was thinking like maybe McDonald's just wasn't open on a Christmas day one time.
See, I was thinking like a death of the family, and he's like, this day is not the day to eat my Big Mac.
Yeah.
We all have different ways of figuring out how he has not eaten these Big Macs.
I would be eating more than Big Macs if there was a death in the family. I'd throw some chicken nuggets in there, too, to eat my way through those feelings.
Yeah, comfort food.
When he dies, how many Big Macs do you order for his funeral? Just like, that's the only, like, buffet that you have at his reception.
And you got to bury him.
I thought you meant, like, the stuff in his casket. I'm like, I don't know how many Big Macs fit in the casket.
I'm with you, Steve. He's got to at least get one in there.
Oh, dude, I think he should be covered in them.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that. I mean, that's his life.
They should make a custom coffin that looks like the old school Big Mac container.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
Very weird, but I think he would appreciate that.
He would.
And if I'm McDonald's, I make that happen. If the family is willing to do it.
And I'm not telling him what to do with his death, but but if it was me, I would also want, like, if I'm doing the open casket, I want a Big Mac in my mouth.
Oh, wow. You really...
yeah, going all in on that one.
Yeah, I feel like that's... I mean, maybe in his hands is a little classier.
Well, that's a his decision. Me, personally, though, if I was him, I would do it that way. Yeah.
Oh, I got other things we're going to put in your mouth. Don't worry about it.
Oh, God.
Man.
What?
No, he likes pretzels. What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, guys.
We're going to put a pretzel in his mouth.
Thank you, BJ. Get your mind out of that gutter, Rev and Danny.
6 years has surely made you into a pervert, Mr. V.
Or maybe
have you
seen a pervert
before.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You work with class.
Yeah, I know.
Minus the C and the L.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about this woman in the UK. Her name's Bobby Lee, and she was like, I think I might have COVID, so I need to check myself with one of those home tests,
Okay.
You got those, like, those Q-tip thingies you got to shove up your nose?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, she had to have emergency surgery because she accidentally swallowed it.
Did she go through her nose or did she try to do the throat thing?
She tried to swab her throat instead of her nose.
Yeah.
Which they caution people against. But she's like, I don't want to shove it up my nose. I'm going to shove it down my throat. She ended up poking the roof of her mouth. But then she, as the story says, she couldn't pull it out and ended up swallowing it. And then had to drive herself to the ER. You know, it makes me wonder about Bobby Lee, and, you know, she's going to be more popular when she gets back from all this.
Well, by the time she got to the doctor, the swab was already in her stomach, getting close to her intestines.
Oh,
if it went any further, it would have punctured them.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, we've never seen a case like this, so they weren't exactly sure what to do, so they eventually put a tiny camera down her throat and ended up pulling the swab out. Luckily, she's doing okay, and she even laughs about it. No word on whether or not she tested positive for COVID, but she did test positive for being a bonehead.
Yeah. I really want to throw stones at this person, but, you know, there were some supposed doctors on the internet telling you if you want to get a better read for this, you know, for the latest strain of COVID, you should do the throat test. And then other doctors are going, yeah, but don't tell people to do that at home. They're not professionals. They don't know how to swab your throat. Stop saying this on the internet, other doctors.
Aye, aye, aye.
I mean, it's just
my COVID test.
I know. This is why they were mad at the supposed real doctors for saying this is the best way to get a more accurate test.
Hey, let's head on over to Arkansas. Kingsland, Arkansas. Do you know where that is, BJ?
That's in Arkansas.
Yes. It's a small town in Arkansas, about 500 people, but they're known for something cool.
They're
the birthplace of Johnny Cash, the Man in Black.
Oh, I did not know that's where he's from.
Now, they also have this giant 50,000-gallon water tower that has a silhouette of Johnny Cash on it that's painted on the side.
All right.
Some idiot thought it'd be kind of funny. I don't know. Maybe they don't like Johnny Cash's music. Not sure why, but they shot a hole at the water tower, and they aimed for Johnny's crotch.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And it punctured a hole, and now they have a problem. Johnny Cash, it looks like he's just urinating on the town.
That is fantastic.
Because it's just a steady stream of water is coming out of his crotch area.
It's horrible and it's hysterical.
Yeah, right. It just looks like Johnny Cash is now R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And it's weird. Here's the mayor, Luke Neal, which is a great name for a country artist as well. I'm Luke Neal. Here's my latest hit, Johnny's P. Here he is talking about what happened.
Somebody shot our water tower, shot the silhouette of Johnny Cash in a very sensitive area. It's been leaking for the last almost week.
It's been leaking for a week.
Why is it taking so long to figure out how to patch this thing up? I think you just get some black, you know, get some black duct tape and should do the trick.
Well,
duct tape
doesn't have that one thing where they just like slap that commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Slap on the thing.
Oh, yeah.
The thing you could put on a door and you can float on it.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
I don't know, but go like stay up late tonight and you'll find a commercial for it.
Yeah, there's got to be like things they can do, right?
Is that the, what is it like? Flex tape.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What about the spray one? Is that the same thing?
Oh, yeah, the spray adhesive stuff, too? Yeah.
Yeah, what's the one that you spray? And you can spray, like, on, like, a
Flex Seal.
Flex Seal. Oh, they're just flexing.
That's it.
Yeah.
See?
Just flex all over Johnny's crotch.
Don't we have a little, are we a little Dutch boy that can put their finger in there for a little bit? Something?
Anything? I'm thinking, like, make a cork. Just ram it in there.
There's a cork shortage right now, sir, so we can't do that. Yeah, sorry.
My bad.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, good luck to everybody in Arkansas as Johnny just leaks all over the town.
Again, brilliant, and I don't endorse this.
Mariners, I don't endorse them playing baseball right now.
Oh, hey, why? It's not like they can't score runs, is it?
Well, they didn't. No, it is.
It is just like that.
Yeah, they lost 3-0. They lost again yesterday to the Blue Jays. Yeah. They play again at 4 p.m. They are now 16-21. Definitely not the record we were hoping for. I think more people were expecting a flip of that record.
Yeah, this is very disappointing.
We got good news, though. Our buddy Freak Show, he likes to text in. I consider him our T-Birds correspondent. Said, good morning, Steve. Your Seattle Thunderbirds defeated the Portland Winterhawks last night 6-3 to advance into the WHL playoffs. Up next is the Kamloops Blazers, and that's going to be for the Western Conference Championship. Western Conference Finals, sorry. Which is pretty exciting, especially since they were down 3-1 against Portland. Won 3 in a row. Looking good.
That is it. Boy, if you're Portland, you're like, are you serious?
Yeah, suck it, Portland.
Wow.
Now, they're in Kamloops on Friday and Saturday, but the exciting thing is the T-Birds come home to play Game 3 on a Tuesday, which is 2 for Tuesday, which means you get 2 tickets for the price of 1, 2 hot dogs for the price of 1, 2 beers. It's always a great deal, which means Showwear Center is just going to be rocking because that place typically packs out on 2 for Tuesdays. And it's a playoff game.
Wow, that's awesome.
Tonight, the Sounders, they're in Houston taking on the Houston Dynamo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, where can you watch this game, Danny? At your house?
Yeah, my house. You can come over.
Okay.
It's great. We're going to be celebrating 6 years of me being here. No. Fox Plus 13. I don't know how you you say it these days. Fox Plus 13, whatever.
Well, no.
Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
So it's on Channel 13?
Yeah, it's on Channel 13.
All right.
It's on Fox 13.
Fox 13.
Yeah, there's no plus on that. It's just a TV channel.
Why are you saying plus?
Well, maybe it's a different channel then. Maybe it's not Fox 13. It's not one of the FS ones either, right?
If you're a Sounders fan, you probably already know how to watch it. Who are we to tell you
it
how to watch
Fox
that game?
Fox 13 Plus and
Fox
Video.
Fox 13 Plus is the old, like, it was the old weird other channel.
Do I need a UHF converter for my TV to watch this? What's going on?
I don't think so.
Oh, so it's not Channel 13 on your cable, right? It's another channel?
Yeah, no, it used to be Joe TV. It was the...
That was Joe.
Yeah.
Like 22.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's called Fox 13 Plus.
Do we have a cable number for it, Nate, for us folks that got the Xfinity?
Hit the button that has the microphone on your thing and just write and just say Sounders.
That might be the best way to go about that. Yeah, so you are right about that, sir.
That's what my daughter does now. She's figured all that out. She hasn't figured out how to hit enter. Not about the Sounded, but for Peppa Pig or Paw Patrol.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's going to be really... When she finally gets that on lock, you are going to be a sad man.
Yeah, which is probably what I'll be watching at 5:30 tonight. But, hey, good luck, Sounders.
Yeah!
And the XFL. I love this. The XFL is returning for their third inaugural season.
Whoa. That's
You're
awesome.
Right. Oh, wow. The Rock now owns it. It's going to start back up February of 2023, and they just announced their television deal, BJ. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
It's a lot of streaming stuff, but they're going to be showing other games and stream them across ABC, FX, ESPN as well. So there'll be plenty of ways to watch. It's a big deal for them. So it's looking like they're going to be doing a little bit better than that other football league that just started up. I can't remember. Was it the
USFL.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the thing. If you don't really have a team in the fight, I'm not sure you care.
Yeah, well, hopefully the Seattle Dragons come back.
Yeah. I hope so, too. I mean, we were one of the best attended, weren't we?
Yeah, I can't imagine they'd want to pass up us in St. Louis.
Yeah. We were not doing so well, so hopefully we'll have a better start.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have completely different players by then.
Yeah, that would be, yeah.
I hear Russell Wilson's going to come back and play for the NFL. Oh, nice.
No, it's his dog, Bronco.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, Bronco
Wilson is going to be the quarterback for the Seattle Dragons.
That's it. Wow.
Hey, as far as weather, 58 degrees. It's going to rain today. Thanks to Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Septic, and Mechanical for giving us the Migs Report, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Scurvy is disease caused by the severe lack of what vitamin?
Pirates.
No.
Vitamin D.
No.
Vitamin C.
Yes.
That's it. Vitamin pirate.
Yeah.
Call now for your shot at Beat Steve. It's 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on the Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you file for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!